The International Football Controlling Body today expelled Zimbabwe from the qualifying rounds of the competition ahead of the 2018 World Cup in Russia over an outstanding debt. FIFA said in a statement, Zimbabwe owe, I quote, an exceptional debt to former national coach Brazilian Jose Claudino Valinos. FIFA ordered Zipa to settle the debt in 2012, but nothing has materialized to date. The money goes back to Valinos' work with the Warriors since 2008. First, Zipa were given 30 days to settle the debt. The time was extended to 2 months, but even after 3 months' extension, the local football association failed to honor the debt, leaving FIFA with no choice. The Zimbabwe Lifelong Footballers Trust has been quick to react, demanding that the whole FIFA assembly should resign in the wake of this disaster. The decision by FIFA has left the whole country, a football-loving nation, shell-shocked. Lifelong Footballers Trust member Chris Sambo said this was a national disaster to allow our team to go without World Cup participation. Women's football follower and supporter of New Orleans, Christine Matienga, also joined the bandwagon, saying Zifa have been a disaster.
Zifa have killed our football. They must go. We don't need them.
Matienga said the Zifa executive should resign today.
They must go.
An aspiring footballer, Lars Jackson, says he's saddened by the latest development.
I am saddened. This is not good for our football.
Another football supporter, Perfect Murimba, speaking in his vernacular language, also added his voice that if he had a choice, Zipa would be disbanded, adding the Minister of Sports was right in asking the Zipa board to go. Studio 7 was unable to get in touch with Zipa Chief Executive Officer Jonathan Mashinga is there to get his comment on this issue. His mobile phone was not reachable. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.